This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. New nationwide test scores show the toll that the pandemic has had on Colorado students. CPR's Jenny Brundin has more.
Colorado fourth graders dropped from 44% proficiency in math to 36% from 2019 to 2022. Eighth grade math scores plummeted in all 50 states. Colorado's reading scores didn't decline as much. The National Assessment of Education Progress assesses reading and math every 2 years for fourth and eighth graders. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona said last week that initial assessments this year in Colorado show promising results so far. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Two adults are dead and a child has been hospitalized after three kayaks capsized this week at Lake Pueblo State Park. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says an adult and child were caught in high winds and heavy waves. Two other adults tried to help, but their boats also capsized. Parks and Wildlife says eight people have now died in water-related incidents on Lake Pueblo this year. If the two are confirmed as drownings, the state says it would bring the total of recreation-related drownings statewide to 36. Colorado has a new phone service for voters who need help with English. The state's language assistance line has translators fluent in Spanish, Korean, Mandarin, and other languages to help callers understand what's on their ballot. The Census Bureau estimates 100,000 registered voters in Colorado don't speak fluent English. The phone line is open every weekday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and until 7 p.m. on Election Day. Candidates for Colorado governor and a U.S. Senate seat debate tonight in Grand Junction. CPR's politics team is moderating that debate, and you can listen live starting tonight at 6. The weather is getting cloudy with a chance for rain tonight and tomorrow along the Front Range and in western Colorado. This is CPR News and KRCC.